This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm your host, Patrick Campion, and we are at WEMU the proud media partner on this project, being driven by Concentrate Media. And with me, as always, is the project manager, Sarah Rigg. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And this week, it seems like everything in the news is centering on the same topic, and for very, very good reason. And we at WEMU are very happy that we're talking about this topic, because this has been a big one coming up with parents and grandparents and concerned people throughout our community. So give us an idea. What did you cover this week, and why are you covering it?
So we as a company focus on solutions journalism, which means that we don't ignore problems, but we try to focus on the people and organizations and initiatives that are trying to make things better. So when we decided we needed to pivot to covering the coronavirus outbreak, we wanted to talk about what resources are available to people, who's helping, what can be done. One of the big concerns is school closures and parents being thrown into a new reality of having to homeschool their children, not knowing where their children might be getting school lunches if they'd been previously been getting fed at school. And so I think the Atlanta Community Schools has really stepped up and provided a lot of resources to parents during this time. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
And who did you bring with you today to talk about this from YCS?
I've got Assistant Superintendent. Is it Dr. Lopez? Carlos Lopez? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Great. And Dr. Lopez, thanks so much for being here today. As Sarah mentioned, obviously the closure of schools across the state for an unforeseeable future has caused a lot of disruptions, and something that was on a lot of people's minds, and I know that it was large on the minds of the YCS management and staff, is school lunches and school breakfasts. So first off, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today with us.
Yeah, thank you. So one of the area of concern right away is that we, as a district, knew that we had to jump quickly on basic needs of our students. You know, as well as throughout the United States, our families depend on the lunch programs. And so we need to make sure that we are providing meals for our students. So we jumped quickly, strategized, and worked with the MDE to provide lunches. And as you know, that some of the regulations were pretty much modified so that we could actually provide the food that our young people need. And we have identified six locations, community locations, that are really close within our communities, where are somewhere within walking distance from our families, to provide those services. We also made a call to volunteers, and the beauty of it was the generosity of our teachers who are at home and felt like, hey, I have to do something. So they jumped on board, and community members and churches and organizations, the wealth of volunteers to distribute food has been overwhelming.
And Sarah, and you know, so that's... That's something we talk about a lot here on the Ground Ipsy, and sorry to interrupt there. Just we want to point out that, as Sarah mentioned, this is about solutions journalism, and when an issue arises in our community, especially in Ypsilanti, that we talk about here on the Ground Ipsy, there is never a shortage of people who raise their hand and say, "How can I help?" So it sounds like you've got a good base of people that are lining up and stepping up to help fill this much needed service.
Exactly. And I think the reality is going really well. I know that because of the governor's call earlier this week, one of the challenges happened is that families today, we had extra lunches and meals in certain locations. But as you know, we're distributing them on Tuesdays and Thursdays of every week, making sure that families have what they need and for their children, et cetera. Because, you know, when children are at home, and I worked 2 days from home within the last 2 weeks, and all I can tell you, I don't like working from home because I'm overeating. I just stress eating more so than anything else while you're sitting there and all these Google Hangouts trying to get the world moving forward educationally. So it's an interesting, a different time, but the whole perspective, the biggest message for us, it's about the safety and well-being of our children. And we really want our families to be conscientious that at this point in time, a lot of our children with special needs are the first ones who will experience a lot of the stress related to the uncomfort of not having the control mechanism. And so in essence, be aware that if those signs are occurring and you need some help, with, please reach out to your school principal who will reach out to our social workers. Our social workers are ready to, and these are people who the children know from their school, and we're ready to reach out and support the children to get them calm and understanding more, because there's a lot of resources from the MDE, from the state, in our website about how to help your child through these difficult times. But I think that the biggest piece is changing the mentality. I think this is a time to really look at play inside the house, board games, things that bring the family to the table, and in a stress-free kind of environment, so that you get to know your kids a little bit better and they get to know you and realize, hey, we're in this together. This is not the norm. But, you know, the biggest thing that I continue to talk to the staff, and we have adopted at the district, is to stay calm, flexible, informed, engaged, but most of all safe.
And I know I that, think that this just, is opportunity. Yeah, and I know that in my household where I have a lot of kids, we have learned that my kids all have individual different learning styles, and some of them are responding really well to the online classroom. Some of them are struggling with it. So you mentioned that play and games, and I think this is an opportunity for parents to really explore with their children how they learn best.
I agree. And, you know, you got a lot of good resources also on YouTube that people are not thinking about. But if you have the internet, et cetera, you could actually literally have your child explore some mindfulness, yoga, those kind of things that really at this point in time will allow them to deal with their social emotional piece. I'm going to push instruction, but not over the real reality of our students. Our family right now are thinking, many of our families have lost their, you know, their employment, their concern, their, you know, kids read through that. So in essence, talking to your child that, hey, it's going to be okay. The whole nation is together here in this. We're going to pull together, et cetera. That kind of assurance for our children is very, very important. I mean, if you're a parent, you have a senior, they're concerned, hey, how am I going to graduate? How am I going to get to college? These are conversations that is reality for us as and we haven't been down this route before, but I think, well, as adults, we need to model this for our children. It's going to be fine. The state is working on it, the ISD, the school district. We're going to be looking at what's in the best interest of students and how do we get our students in back in track. So we're starting from the recovery mindset. Because the reality, you know as well as I do, that education after this experience is going to be quite different when we get back. Because now you got people who have explored online like they never have done before. Students have become more engaged in projects, engaged through online services and websites. So in essence, the kind of education that we have when we open schools back up will be totally different.
And just to jump in there for a second, you keep mentioning online resources and things like that. What is the district doing for those who might not have access to online resources that may not have internet in the home?
So right now, we're working with the ISD. We're working with other districts. We're trying to leverage resources. We're asking other districts, because as you know, the Ypsilanti Community School is very limited with the number of online devices that we have. So we're working hard to leverage those resources from organizations, from other districts that may have additional laptops and Chromebooks that they could allow us to borrow. And so in essence, we're going to ensure, we're working hard, we're putting our heads together, figuring it out so that we could ensure for our students, you know, an online platform, as well as, you know as well as I do, that we have children who are not comfortable with this kind of a learning. But the way that we're revamping the learning, so it's not like your traditional online, this would be very interactive. And in essence, we will be incorporating projects. We're going to be incorporating things that the kids can do that are just beyond just being online 24/7. We're working with the ISD right now to come out with what are those protocols, what are those agreements, and that's where we are identifying so that we could communicate that as an ISD and as a district to our community so that we know exactly. And we're talking about phasing the technology phasing the initiatives as we move forward, what's applicable, making sure that, you know, you're aware that our district population, almost 40% of our student population are special ed, constitutes special ed and English language learners. And there, we got to start with them at the table from the get-go, not an afterthought. So in our district, we're looking at equity in relationship to not only online and the access to internet, but we're also looking at other ways and mediums of how we're going to reach, because we're looking at personalization, communication, using Google Classroom as a platform where it allows us opportunity to break out into groups so that the teacher can really personalize that learning with the young people. And so, in essence, it's a great opportunity to get our kids to lead and self-regulate. And this is what I'm saying is there's going to be behaviors that have not been there before, and I think that at the end we'll come out as a stronger Ypsilanti in relationship to educating young people. I think the beauty, though, is that the parents will be connected to Google Classroom. Once we have this together, parents see the entire platform, everything that's going on. And I think that this will empower families to have more ownership and buy-in in what our instructional components are and how we're meeting those state standards in a way where it really is meaningful. Because at the end of the day, we want kids to have five things: a love for learning, student voice and choice, thinking about their own thinking, that metacognition, student asking great questions and considering from multiple perspectives. And if we could get that, we got something that would be worth it for our young people.
Dr. Lopez, thank you so much for taking the time today, the Assistant Superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools, and giving us an update on how things are turning within the gears of trying to continue the learning environment as we have this forced separation. And as you may have noticed, this interview was being done over the phone today. Sarah, this is our little bit of social distancing here, that we're doing things over the phone instead of in person. So thank you for accommodating that here today. And thanks for staying out there in the community and keeping us informed. Remind us, where can we find all of this great information?
So you can find my story at concentratemedia.com and everywhere online at Concentrate Media, except on Twitter, it's Concentrate82. And then I think Dr. Lopez was going to plug the YCS website, which is a great font of information.
And that's it. The website is, we're putting everything on the district's website, and it's easier for people.
So that is ycschools.us for information on Ypsilanti Community Schools. Thank you so much for being here today. This is On the Ground Ypsi on 89.1 WEMU. Sarah, will you be back next week with more information for us?
If you'll have me and you're not going to all COVID-19 all the time, then yes, I'll be back with more information about how Ypsilanti businesses are struggling or how they're getting creative during this time.
Thank you. And I know that's another big question on people's minds is local businesses and how they are managing to strive to survive through this crisis. We will continue to update on every aspect of our community that we can, and we're so happy to have you as a partner to help fill in some of the holes, because this is a time where we could use another dozen people on our staff to cover everything that's going on in our community, but we're glad we have this partnership through On the Ground Ypsi. So thank you, Sarah.
Yep, thank you.
This has been On the Ground Ypsi on 89.1 WEMU.